for the Consumer Product Safety Commission. This is a commission that we've talked about before that regulates and oversees about 15,000 consumer products in the U.S. It's one of those sort of alphabet soup type agencies that most people have never heard of, but usually when you see a product recall, it comes out of the CPSC. And it's very important that this agency functions and works properly, because it is an agency that really keeps products safe in this country. So what we're trying to do in this bill, I said reauthorization a minute ago. I meant this is a quorum bill, and this is we will do a reauthorization, and that's our top priority in the subcommittee. But this bill just deals with one small aspect of the agency, and that is right now the agency cannot function because it doesn't have a quorum. There's one member who the White House had, there's a vacancy, the White House had nominated someone. That person later withdrew because there was some political criticism of the person. And so, long story short, they cannot function right now. The reason that's important, I'll just give you one example. Last week, the CPSC wanted to recall some ATVs that are being manufactured and imported from China. They're sold out of Texas, and basically these ATVs, believe it or not, do not have front brakes. They don't have a parking brake. They're missing a neutral indicator light, and they have other safety features that are required in the U.S. market, but they just don't have it. They don't comply with U.S. standards. So the CPSC asked them to voluntarily stop importing those and stop selling those in the U.S., and the company said no, and the CPSC can't do anything about it. So we need to get them a quorum. We need to get them back to being a fully functioning agency. And then once we do that, our next step is to reauthorize the agency and try to give it some direction for the future. So we'll be working on that throughout the course of the year. But Senator Ted Stevens of Alaska, Republican, has joined me on this effort. And we don't think it's going to be controversial. We think we're going to be able to get the agency running in the near term and hopefully back in business.